You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Ministry of Education has recently revealed their new draft maths curriculum for years 0 to 10, making this new curriculum the third in 3 years. In announcing the move, Education Minister Erica Stanford says the new curriculum is another step forward for the country producing a world-leading system for all students. However, the new curriculum has faced criticism, such as around the amount of time educators are expected to have implemented the new curriculum. As a result, multiple open letters have been sent to the government. In an open letter from 44 maths education experts yesterday, they say the changes seem more political than educational. I spoke to Lisa Darrow, a senior curriculum and pedagogy researcher at the University of Auckland, about this new curriculum and what her thoughts are on it. As a broad question, what is this new curriculum and how is it different from prior curriculums we've seen in the past few years?
So, first of all, we had a curriculum that was developed throughout 2022 and then that was sort of sent into schools in 2023. It was just there for kind of getting used to consultation for teachers just to sort of have a lead in time, be aware of it. Then we got a new government, and they rewrote that curriculum and then released it in 2024 and asked teachers to start immediately using it at the beginning of this year, 2025. So that curriculum was the one that became officially mandated and the legally required curriculum for teachers to use. And I'm sure that teachers did not expect it to change. This was the final curriculum. We don't typically have new curriculum regularly. The previous curriculum that was mandated was in 2007. So it was a huge shock when a week ago suddenly there was another new curriculum, and it was substantially different from the one that the teachers have been using all year. The structure of it's different, there's content that's shifted around, and there's content that's been removed as well. So it's quite different.
You've touched on it there, but we've seen lots of changes to the maths curriculum over the past 3 years. Why have we seen so many of these changes?
Well, in the first place, we were well overdue for a new curriculum. I mean, 2007 was quite a long time ago. And, you know, you do need to regularly update the curriculum to reflect current knowledge and pedagogies. And we're trying to make a difference in mathematics education in this country. And by creating a new curriculum, you can help facilitate that change. It's not a silver bullet. It's not going to do everything all on its own. But the first curriculum rewrite made a significant change in being much more detailed and specifying what should be taught at each year level. And what was happening before is some children weren't getting the opportunity to learn the content at their age level. They were sort of learning content at their attainment level, which was lower. And that was kind of leading to growing gaps in between sort of those who were achieving at their level and those below. That sort of that gap would get wider and wider. So the new curriculum kind of said, oh, you must teach, you know, each child, to give them the opportunity to learn material at their level. So that's what that curriculum did. But what we actually need is the chance to embed the curriculum and the chance for teachers to get used to the new curriculum and develop their programs around that new curriculum. And it does take quite a bit of time before you really see any difference being made.
The government claims this new curriculum is only an update. From what you are understanding about this most recent announcement, is this claim accurate?
It's not accurate at all. No mathematics education or statistics education researcher thinks of it as an update. No teacher thinks of it as an update. It is so different from the last one. The structure of it is different. There's different in the content. And there's really important aspects that have been removed. Things that the thing that really caught my attention at first was the fact of taken out the statistical inquiry cycle. And this is a way of teaching statistics that New Zealand is kind of renowned worldwide for. We're very good at statistics education. We're often copied by other countries in the world. They follow our curriculum, and then here we are taking what's really good about our statistics education out of the curriculum all of a sudden for no good reason.
This update, as the government calls it, has, adding on to your point just there, has 86 objectives in a student's first year of education compared to 30 from last year's version. And on top of that, students are expecting to learn more maths procedures and vocabulary each year of schooling. Are these expectations, for example, achievable, or are we putting too much on a student's plate and on schools and teachers?
Well, we're certainly putting a huge amount on the plate of teachers, because it's complete rewrite is something new that they have to learn, and they don't have much time to learn before they implement it. In terms of how students will cope with this, it will be interesting to see how they manage. What I suspect will happen is that in order for students to be able to memorise all the sort of list of content and procedures that this new curriculum has, it means they'll lose out on other really important aspects that we used to have in our curriculum. So there will be absolutely no time left to do any kind of problem solving or any kind of creative activities or realistic tasks or any kind of the rich tasks that we used to incorporate alongside the explicit teaching in a program. So all of that would probably end up being stripped out. And so our students won't get a rich mathematics learning experience. They'll just have to memorize things.
You mentioned teachers don't have a lot of time to implement this new curriculum. To my knowledge, it is roughly 8 weeks that teachers are expected to implement this for term one next year. Are teachers and schools getting support or enough support from the government to implement this new curriculum?
Well, the irony is that they did get a whole lot of support this year. Well, when I say a lot, they got a couple of teacher-only days to help learn about the curriculum that they were teaching this year. And you know, those teacher-only days, students had to stay home and parents had to look after the children in whatever way they could. And that's just a complete waste now, because everything they learned on those days is obsolete. In terms of will they get enough, I don't know what the ministry has planned in order to support teachers in this. Typically, around the world and in the past in our country, you would have a year of getting used to a new curriculum before you're made to teach it. So you've got all of that time. You know, you can spend the school holidays, and you can spend staff meetings after school, and you can have all of these time slowly getting used to a new curriculum rather than having to get used to it as you're teaching it.
Has there been enough time to digest the effectiveness or even what needs to change about the prior curriculums to ensure these new changes are necessary?
Absolutely not. So the first curriculum didn't even get a chance to be taught. The second curriculum that we're currently having is only 9 months old in schooling, and there is no evidence that has yet been collected to show whether that has made a difference. And we wouldn't really expect to see much. I mean, I would expect it to take a few years before you would see anything. You've got to remember that for primary school teachers, they were all given the new curriculum to implement at the same time. So if you're teaching year 7 or 8 at intermediate school, you're teaching students a new curriculum that's more difficult, but they haven't had 6 years of that more difficult curriculum leading up. So you've sort of got suddenly the students in front of you have to be taught a more sophisticated content without having had the lead up to that content. So it's very challenging for the intermediate teachers, and they were facing that with this curriculum. But the new one that's just been dropped is even more difficult again for that age group. So they're going to face that challenge again, and certainly we will not see improvements immediately. It's impossible.
In Budget 2025, the Minister for Education, Eric Stanford, unveiled an investment of almost $100 million into improving maths achievements for students between years 0 and 8. Will this new curriculum be effective in improving statistics, in your opinion?
I think we need to look at that expenditure really closely, because often when the government announce an expenditure, they're not actually taking into consideration the money that's been taken out of other areas. So there's been a lot of things that were previously funded in education that have lost their funding. So I would want to know whether these millions of dollars actually take into consideration the millions of dollars that weren't spent. I also would want to know how much of that money was spent offshore, you know, and went into the pockets of overseas agencies that perhaps created the textbooks that have been given to schools, or if we find out that it was indeed an overseas private consultancy that wrote this most recent curriculum, which we all suspect it was, although we don't have the names anywhere officially as to who wrote this curriculum. I would want to question all of that expenditure first, and then you might look at the statistics second. But at the moment, there is no data that shows how the students might be achieving based on any changes.
That was the University of Auckland's Lisa Darra on the government's new maths curriculum for years 0 to 10.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.